listeners, a warm welcome to the second module on plagiarism. And in the very first module of plagiarism, we have discussed introduction to plagiarism and different types of plagiarism, why we do plagiarism, and we have also discussed few case studies related to the same. And in this module, we will discuss the different softwares which are used to detect the plagiarism. And after completing this module, you will be able to understand what are different softwares of plagiarism detection and what are different mechanisms used by these softwares and what are different factors affecting the popularity of these softwares, and we will discuss how to detect plagiarism. So we will move with this lesson plan. We will cover concept of plagiarism detection, different mechanisms used, and what are the factors required for the selection of a suitable software and how to detect plagiarism. So before we discuss different mechanism of plagiarism detection, let me tell you one thing, that plagiarism detection can never be an automated process. Manual interventions are always needed to interpret the exact meaning of the text. Say for example, if we are using any phrase in a text document, a computer will not be able to interpret the exact meaning of the phrase in that particular context. Even artificial intelligence has its own limitation in such cases. So now, plagiarism detection. So what should we do to detect the plagiarism? And how the plagiarism is detected? So different mechanisms are fingerprinting, term occurrence analysis, and there are two methods used for term occurrence analysis, string matching and bag of words analysis. And the third mechanism is citation pattern analysis. And the last one is stylometry. It can simply be detected by comparing the similarity check of submitted literature by the author with the available literature on global or local level. And the available literature includes printed as well as digital editions of blogs, newspaper, tweets, reports, books, chapter in a book, and articles. And this umbrella is getting day by day larger as internet has provided us many more coverage of data for the detection of plagiarism. Now let's see fingerprinting. How fingerprinting detects plagiarism. So what happens when we submit any text document for plagiarism check? The fingerprint of each group or group of word is generated by the software, and it is generated in the form of alphanumericals, and it's also called as minuti. Now, the software matches the selected sets of fingerprints with the available reference data coverage. And the fingerprinting, it takes a lot of time, and that can be resolved by comparing a subset of minuti. So let's see what is the process. The very first thing, the software selects sets from the document, and the sets are converted into fingerprints, and the fingerprints are taken up from the submitted document, and it is compared with the fingerprints of the reference document. And then the report is generated in the percentage form. So this is how fingerprinting works. So the next mechanism is term occurrence analysis. So term occurrence analysis, it is performed by two mechanisms, string matching and
bag of words.
String matching is used by computer sciences and it checks verbatim, word-to-word text overlapping in submitted document. And it uses suffix document models like suffix trees or suffix vectors. And it requires a high computational efficiency. And those softwares which utilizes these mechanisms are expensive as compared to the other document. So now, as you can see in one of the example, that the text and a specific pattern is generated, and that pattern is checked for the number of times and the position it is repeated. So you can see in the image that a specific pattern AABA, it is generated, and it is there at the position 0 number, 9 number and 12 numbers. And this is how the string matching is done by the softwares. And next is bag of words analysis. In this mechanism, the document is divided in different parts. A pairwise similarity computation is performed. It is based on the traditional concept of information retrieval known as vector space model. Now let me tell you, this method is outdated. It is traditional method and it is not used by any of the software available. Now the next method is citation analysis. It's also called as citation pattern analysis, and it analyzes the citation similarity, and this is the only method which does not rely on the textual similarity. What are the criteria used for citation analysis, or what are the factors to calculate the degree of similarity in citation analysis? The absolute numbers of shared citations and the probability of citation co-occurrence. So these are two factors which are used to quantify the citation similarity in this method. Just have a look on one of the report of citation analysis. So as you can see in the image, that the selected reference, and notice that the one particular reference is cited again and again. And it shows that the major part of the written text is taken from the same reference. So this is how citation analysis is done. And those software which utilizes the citation analysis mechanisms are generally used by the publisher of books, or general. Now, next is stylometry. Stylometry is the application of the study of linguistic style, usually to written language. It subsumes statistical method for quantifying an author's unique writing style. So, how the plagiarism is detected? By constructing and comparing the stylometric model for different text segments, passages that are stylistically different. So it quantifies an author's attribution and matches for unique writing style. Now, what are the different softwares available to detect plagiarisms? There are a number of softwares available to detect plagiarism. I'll be listing few plagiarism detection software: iThenticate, Plagiarism Checker X, Turnitin. Turnitin, it is a very widely used worldwide software. And then Viper, Grammarly, SitePlag, Plagiarisma.net, ProWritingAd, Moz, that Moz stands for Measure of Software Similarity, DupliChecker, PaperRater, Orkun, CopyLeaks, Search Engine Reports, PlagTracker, Plagium, and Preposio. Now we are going to discuss what are the factors which decides the popularity of the available softwares. So these factors are price, the scope of research, analysis time, and the type of algorithm or which mechanism they utilize. So how price affects the popularity of a software? See, if any of the software demands high price, it gives you a report in a short time. So price is related to the time taken up by the software. So there are few softwares which are freely available, but they have one limitation, that they have limited word per search. For example, PrePostCO, it is freely available, but it has a limited search of words. That is, it searches around 100 words per search. Now next is scope of research. So it is related to its database coverage. For example, if we are submitting our manuscript for plagiarism detection, which belongs to pure basic sciences, and we have submitted it for plagiarism detection in a database or software, or clicked the category of the subject which is not relevant. For example, in the same case, if we choose the social sciences database for plagiarism detection, the plagiarism detection may fail completely or partially. So the reporting may be false. The next method is analysis time. So as you know, the time is very, very crucial, and the technology has made it possible to minimize the time required for computation analysis. If any plagiarism detection services which is having a wide coverage of database, generally it will take a lot of time. And if we want to go for a wide coverage with minimum time, then we have to pay more for these services. Now next is type of algorithm or the mechanism. This also governs the selection of any plagiarism detection tool. For a publisher, the citation-based plagiarism detection will be more preferable than any other type, while for an author, either fingerprinting or substring matching algorithm is more preferable. So it was about the different factors which decides the popularity of any of the software available for the plagiarism detection.